Recovery. I'm your host, Dan Chuba, coming to you live from this little town of West Chicago, Illinois, which is about 30 miles west of downtown Chicago and Lake Michigan. So that's where we're at. If you don't know where we're at, that's it. So I am not only the host of the show, but I am also an alcoholic in recovery. And I, since today is June 16th, 2019. I have been sober 23 years, 9 months, and 16 days as of today. Hey, yay for me. Hey, it's something worth celebrating, another 24 hours of recovery, and that's great. And who's counting? I am. I count every single day of my sobriety, and I'm grateful for that. I would like to first shout out to all you fathers out there and all you mothers who acted on behalf of fathers, maybe single parents, etc. But I want to welcome, or not only welcome you, but I want to say happy Father's Day to you all, okay? What a very special thing, fathers, that you guys are. You know, we did mothers, and mothers are very, very special. But fathers, too, you are very special. And we're going to focus a little bit about fathers and Father's Day and the impact that growing up with my father had on me and my blunders, mistakes that I made as a father, and maybe even some good things that I've done as a father. Who knows? It's a long show. It's 2 hours. I want to, again, welcome anyone who's listening for the first time. Thanks for joining us. I don't know how you found us, but I hope you did, and please share it with a friend. We always welcome new listeners. We always welcome people to call in, too, by the way. And the call-in number is area code 323-580-5755. And that'll get you into the studio. And at which time, if we see you and we get a chance, we will pick your call up and invite you to join us or share a story or whatever you want to do. It's okay. It's a live show. Just try not to swear, okay? That would be good. Okay, but it's not the end of the world if you did. Okay, maybe out of excitement and wonderment, etc. Who knows? Okay, but I want to also, before we move forward, I want to thank my guest, my last week's guest, Courtney, for coming in and sharing her story and what life was like for her. She's got an incredible story. We haven't heard the whole story, but we heard a chapter of it last week. And we'll take it one chapter at a time because, we plan to continue to be on the air. And I know that Courtney has interest in maybe joining us again in the future. Maybe she'll bring her significant other, and that would be great. We would love that. Anytime people come on the air, or if you want to get on the air with, you have a significant other or a family member who has a story to share, maybe you have a question that you have, you're always welcome to call in. Again, area code 323-580-5755 here live on the Road to Recovery. Now, I am celebrating another milestone, I guess, in my life, whatever. Okay, wait, hold the applause for a second. I celebrated 35 days of marriage. Holy cow. I haven't blown it yet. I hope I don't. I have a wonderful wife, the lovely Miss Martha. She is an incredible person and truly one of the promises from working a program in recovery. And, if you haven't heard us talk about promises, they are made if you work the program in recovery. And I'd like to think it's a reward for me doing the next right thing and, following what others have set before me to do. Now, I got to tell you something. Today, I'm a real estate broker, and today I was doing open houses. Why? Because my kids are grown, and my two daughters are on the West Coast, Jessica and Natalie. I did hear from Jessica. Thank you. That's my oldest daughter, and she connects with me as her father, and I truly appreciate that. My younger daughter knows that I'm the biological contributor, and she knows that in some manners, way, shape, or form, I am her father. But there was another man who stepped in at an early point of her life and took over that responsibility and did a great job. His name is Brian, and kudos to Brian for being a good father. To me, he was an asshole. I'll be candid with you, because he and his wife, my ex-wife, manipulated and pulled on me. But on the other hand, he was a good father to my daughter, and she grew up wonderful. So, hey, kudos. She's got two fathers at least, and then she's got a couple of stepfathers along the way. So, Yeah, one of these confusing lives and worlds, but hey, whatever. My son, who is going to be 34 this year, I have not heard from him, and I don't know that I will. He works. He is very close to his stepdad. So it kind of gives you an idea of what a lousy or irresponsible parent I was. Not everybody is cut out to be a parent. And again, as my kids over the years have said, just because I was a biological donor doesn't make a parent. It makes a biological donor, okay? And I'm a biological father. Kudos to all you stepdads, adoptive dads, who took over the role and did an unbelievably great job, which both my daughters and my son, actually three, were the recipients of wonderful parents, step-parents, adoptive parents, call it whatever you want. And as the biological contributor, at least I can be grateful for that my kids grew up with good parenting, okay? So I wasn't there. I wasn't a good parent. I had a drinking problem at the time. And, you know, oftentimes they say I didn't have a drinking problem, I had a thinking problem, and my best thinking got me drinking. And I'm one of 13 kids. Yes, that's right. My father biologically contributed to 13 kids being born on this earth. There was a 14th attempt in between myself and my younger brother, which was a failed, it was a stillborn, a missed cue. Later in life, and I mean later in life, I was hinted, I don't even know if it was told to me, but told that I had a sister between my brother and I, but I didn't have a sister because she didn't make it. It's really interesting, being one of 13 kids, just to see how the grouping takes place. You know, I've got five older brothers and sisters. That's three older brothers, two older sisters, and I have seven younger siblings. Let's see, brothers, that would be three. One, two, three. And sisters, that would be four. Four younger sisters. And when I got married a month ago on the 11th of June, I had eight of my siblings in attendance to my wedding. So that was pretty cool. It was very cool. Even though, and I've told my brother, one of my brothers, John, who is also following a program of recovery, he's been doing a great job himself. I think he's got far more sobriety than I do. And he's raised five kids, and he was a great father, and he's a great husband, and a great, you know, he's pretty darn good brother as well. But, John overcame his issues to go on to be a good parent, and that's great. I mean, what else can you ask for? You know, he watched his children, five of them, grow up, three of which became class valedictorians. All five play instruments. All five speak a fluent second language and have done great. And that's coming from my brother. So if you knew my brother, you'd be like, really? Holy cow. Good guy. Pretty amazing. And his wife, too. Okay, we can't not give her credit. But it's Father's Day, so we're doing father things, okay? So if anybody wants to call in and do a shout-out about their dad and what a great guy he was, or maybe you want to shout-out and say what an asshole he was, I don't know. I mean, it's an open forum here. I will welcome calls. Area code 323-580-5755. And next week, by the way, I will say I am looking forward to next week. We have a guest, and it will be Amy from California. I don't think Amy's are going to figure out who you are. She wants to be anonymous. I don't think they're going to figure out who you are. It's not like we have that big of a listenership in California, but I do know we have some people that listen in California and Washington and Oregon, and we're grateful for that. New York, I want to say a shout-out to my friend Anna in New York. I hope you're doing well. I called you. You were going to call me back. I didn't hear from you, so hopefully everything's good. Let's see. Danny Boy, There's Danny. I think he's down in Florida now. And he has to be enjoying the fact that he is sober. I think this is his fourth year sober. And he's not only a father, but a grandfather. And his kids actually enjoy him being around. And that's, you know, a miracle for some of us in today's world, because we did such a poor job of showing up in life when we were out drinking that some of our kids, whatever, just don't want to hang with us. But Dan, awesome. You've really done a great job of stepping back up to the plate, being a great father, and I salute you. I want to salute you and a great job. Steve-O, you have really turned your life around. Great job, my friend. I hope your wife's doing well. Okay, Lambert, you're not a father, but you've been a great brother to me, and I appreciate all you do. And your wife, Linda Sue, as well. Marvin, my man Marvin, okay? You are unbelievably, you're just an unbelievable guy, okay? I've seen you early in life, and you've really come a long way, and you've done a great job of being a father and a grandfather and just a man all together. Hell of a golfer. Hell of a, bowler. So you've got a couple things to care for, but I want to share a special thing that happened to me today on Father's Day. And what that is, oh, good, here's my daughter, Natalie. I love that girl. My youngest daughter, she is wishing me a happy Father's Day, too, and I'm grateful. You know, she's got a dad, like I said, somebody who raised her up, but yet she's still finding the time to text me, and that's wonderful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I could sit here and tell you about all the stuff I don't have, but I'll tell you, I'd rather sit here and tell you about a lot of the things that I do have, okay? And for all these things, I truly am grateful, okay? Topped off, Fiesta de Resistance, my wife, the lovely Miss Martha. And, I got to tell you, I have to get used to being a husband. I'm not used to being a husband. And I got to tell you, I really am getting tired of everybody saying, how is it to be married? How was the honeymoon? How is this? I mean, for those of you listening to the show, you know that we went on our honeymoon to the Dominican Republic, which has been in the newspaper and the news for every week since we got back, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. It for all the people that died there, okay? Now, again, 2.5 million people go there every year, so 7 or 8 people dying, but it's still the circumstances of how they died, why they died, it's always still unsettling. And I will tell you, we had a reasonably good time. I didn't really care for the food. It's kind of second rate out there, and they do count on the fact that you drink, which, of course, I don't. The lovely Miss Martha did, but she's not a big drinker. So they count on the fact that most people there are drinking and drinking more heavily than ever, and so they don't notice the food being not as good as it could be. But you know what? The sun is unbelievable. The ocean is wonderful. And they kept the place incredibly clean. So hats off. It was good. We're glad to be back. That's my wrap-up of my trip, just in a nutshell. Will I go back there? Probably not. I would like to go someplace else. And we're even thinking at some point this year to go to Germany, because that's being offered through a sister cities program in my town out here in West Chicago. And the cost is a nominal $1,200 per person round trip for airfare. That's the airfare. The housing accommodations, room and board, are going to be comped by the people in the town, and the food, they're going to feed us as well. So we'll probably bring some money, but we'll probably – so we're seriously thinking. We're serious candidates for the trip to Germany. And again, if we do that, and I don't have anybody here to do the show, we will not have a show. We'll just take a break, because I'm going to be gone for 10 days on that one. September 20th through October 1st. I didn't even look at and see what days those are, so hopefully it'll only be one Sunday. You know, but on the other hand, hey, such is life, right? So, tonight's show, dedicated to all you fathers out there. The ones, I'm going to talk a little bit about my father. I don't know if we want to say bad things, but, you know, my dad was kind of a big a-hole. He was. Okay, I didn't know what I was going to tell you. I was going to tell you, I just had a really good conversation with one of my clients came in. He's a young guy, 36 years old. He just got remarried. He got married, I think, a week before we did. Okay? And he and his wife, they're their second marriage, the two of them, they both, actually his wife never been married. She had kids, but she never got married. And he got married. He was married before. And they make a really great couple. I got to tell you, we make a really good couple. But I know that he drinks, okay? And I can't help it. My radar goes up a little bit, and I just remember what I went through. And, you know, people can do whatever they want to do, but the beautiful thing about the program of recovery, whether it's an AA or anything, it's a program that we don't tell people what to do. It's not a program that you say, you have to do this and you have to do that. No, that's not it. In fact, the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, which this show does not endorse, we do endorse Alcoholics Anonymous, we do, but Alcoholics Anonymous does not endorse our show, okay, because I say my last name and whatever. AA is a program of attraction, not promotion. But I got to tell you something. I disagree with that. I think it needs to be promoted somewhat to let people know that it's there. It's available. If they need help and assistance, they can get it. It is unbelievably affordable because it's only by donation. You can put a dollar or $2 in the kitty. We always had money for drinks. We always had money for cigarettes, you know. But if you don't have it, don't put it in. And if you need it, in fact, sometimes you're welcome to take money out because that's how the program works. You don't have to go to a treatment center. You just have to surrender. And if you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, okay, then guess what? Then you're ready to take certain steps, okay? And that's kind of the program of recovery. Maybe we'll read that later today. I'm really not sure what we're going to do in totalness, but I do know that we wanted to definitely say happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. You know, it's just do your best. That's it. Your family truly, truly, truly needs you in their lives, okay? Truly. You know, it's in today's world, there's so much confusion. And when I mean that, confusion for gender, and yes, there are gender confusions, and some not, even though that they maybe believe, and maybe they are definitely born of a different, I don't want to say nature, culture, sex, whatever. But I just got to tell you something. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing out there, and I tell you what, take it easy on each other out there. You fathers really are important. You really are. You know what, Jeffrey Leving, who is an attorney and he's an advocate for men's rights, for parenting and stuff, because his argument is, and I agree with it, that it's important that kids grow up with both parents. It's not just one parent. I mean, and there's a lot of one-parent families, but it really is better if the kids have both parents to be there for them. And you people, you parents, like, I got to tell you something really special happened this weekend. One of the houses that I had for sale was purchased by a family that wants to stay close to each other, husband and wife, simply because they knew their marriage didn't work out, and they went ahead and married different people in their lives. But, you know, they decided that they were going to stay as close together as possible for the benefit of the kids. And I got to tell you something. That is admirable, okay? That is really admirable because I work with a lot of divorced people. They don't want to be anywhere near their ex-spouses. And here's somebody that wants to be within blocks of each other so the kids will have the benefit of both parents. And that's even though both parents have remarried other people. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that a mature and amazing thing? I got to tell you something. That's more mature than I ever was. And I hate to admit that because, yeah, I was just selfish and self-centered and, you know, not a good thing. Not a good thing, Dan. I got to tell you, buddy, you were pretty messed up. I was a pretty messed guy. I will tell you that. And I often tell people that. And it's not because I'm proud of it. It's because it was real. You know, I had a father and a situation growing up that really confused me in so many different ways. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't until I found the program of recovery in Alcoholics Anonymous that I got on my path to getting my life back together. And it did. I'm grateful that my life has been together. I still have so much more to grow from. But that's okay. It's one day, one step at a time. In God's time, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we'll see what happens, and we'll see what, in fact, can be done, if anything. And, you know, I told this guy that came in, this, you know, he's a client of mine, and he and his wife were trying, this is a newlywed couple, and they were trying to buy this house, okay, that requires their parent, his parent, co-sign because both he and his wife had bad credit from past relationships, okay? And they got to accept some responsibility for it, but it wasn't solely them. And they need another 6 months or so to cure and heal, but now that they're married and they're living with family, they want to get out and get on their own. They can afford it. It's just that they can't get a loan just yet. So their father, his father, her father-in-law has agreed to put most, if not all, of the cash up for them to buy this home cash. And the contract was prepared on Friday. It was prepared for them to make an offer. It was here in the office. I took the day off. One of the few things that I do take off because I went to a golf outing. I left my assistant in charge and told her to make sure he comes in and signs it. Unfortunately, she left sick about 15 minutes, half hour before he came in, did not relay the message of what had to be done to the next person who was in line helping out. So the gentleman came in, did not sign the contract, and unfortunately was unable to sign it until Sunday, at which time we found that the seller already accepted another offer on the house. Bummer. The client was noticeably upset, unbelievably disappointed, and he goes, oh, that's my luck. So when he came in, I reminded him that he was a very fortunate person, and instead of feeling bad that he didn't get this place, and it happens, and I told them something that I learned in this program. That maybe God had better plans for him or different plans for him in his life. And so instead of getting all weirded out and whacked out about it, he should just be accepting of what is. And, you know, what's really amazing is that here I am, of all people, I'm the one that's saying stuff like this. And that is so unusual because that is only a direct result of me working a program in recovery one day, one step at a time. And I got to tell you something. It is pretty amazing that I'm sitting here sharing this with this guy. I'm glad he accepted it. He was good-hearted. He said, hey, I appreciate it. And we sat for about a half hour or so tonight, and we talked about how really fortunate he is for the, you know, the perks and the benefits. Now, I also know, I hate to admit, but I also know that he drinks, and he drinks a fair amount, and he was an active AA member, but he figured he got rid of the reason why he was drinking, and that was his ex-wife, and so thus he didn't feel that it was still a pertinent issue and that he needed to pursue or to watch and take care of, etc. So, you know, here he is, this guy, a nice guy, a wonderful family. I love his wife. I know I've known of her for years and years and years, and yet here he is, this guy who is beyond his drinking, but yet he is still drinking, and I just hope he gets it because, you know, he's got such an incredibly wonderful family. I'd hate to see him lose it just simply because he needs to have a drink. And if he can just not take that drink, if he can get beyond the drink, I got to tell you something, he might have a chance at this life, this world. And, you know, he's a great guy. I like the guy a lot. And I tell you what, he is the reason, you know, AA and why I do the things I do, to see people like him get on their feet and do so much better with their lives. Because, you know, it's if he wants a better life, he can get it. He can have it. He just has to apply effort, energy, and a bit of control in his life to get it. So I hope he gets it. I hope he gets it. And if you're listening and you need it, or if you know somebody that does, I hope this makes some sense to you. And if it doesn't, well, then call me up and tell me, hey, Dan, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You know, it's funny. When I spoke to Courtney, our guest from last week, when I spoke with her last week, she was so amazed at how fast the show went. It's a two-hour show. And when there's two people talking, it certainly moves a whole lot faster than when one person is talking. Oh, by the way, I want to do a shout-out to my friend Tony and his nephew, I don't know, Kevin. He's still hanging in there, if he's still considering working a program recovery. But Tony, hey, you've been a great support, a great guy. I you know, I'm just feel blessed having known you and having you been part of my life these last, I don't know, 6 months or so. It's been great. Very nice. And I hope I brought something to the table to you, too. As there's a lot of things going on in the world. I am a real estate broker. I sell commercial and residential real estate. I work with people all the time, day and night. Some who wants to buy businesses and sell properties, and oh my gosh, yes, okay, it's a job, just like anybody else has a job. Is it easy? Well, I don't believe it's easy. I think it's an interesting job that I enjoy. I love the people I meet and all the other people I get, you know, get to hang out with and grow with and teach and all that stuff, but it's not a necessarily easy job. Okay, a lot of work, having to deal with emotions and frustrations, this, that, and everything. But I love the job, too. I mean, it's a love-hate thing. I don't even know what I'd do with myself if I wasn't doing this. Holy cow. Probably a resale shop, but I just have to remember to sell things, not just get them and keep them. So, okay, there you have it. Okay, so anybody out there interested in calling in and sharing some thoughts? From experience, strength, and hope. Oh, I want to send a shout-out to my friend Kenny, who helped with the show a lot. Fred McMurray, who is the Link Local Network Specialist. I know he's got a few things to be grateful for because I think he had a heart, something with his heart that he checked into and found out and got some help before he needed serious help last fall. We lost our friend Mike Bowler. What a guy. Nice guy. We lost him to depression and suicide. How sad. Had I known, I would have wanted to connect with him. And you know what? That's all it takes sometimes to connect with people, is just to pick up the phone and say, hey, you matter. Hey, you matter. Something about you is, you know, we find you of value. Okay? We're going to get together for people in high school. I don't know how many people I was probably mean and cruel and nasty to in high school. I hope it wasn't too many, or at least I hope they don't. Too many don't remember. Excuse me. Live show. No way to mute the buttons. And if I did, I don't even know if I would. I'm working on trying to buy a special microphone for doing this podcast. so maybe you can hear better. And if we have guests, you can hear them better too. It's an investment about $700-$800 that I'm not ready to make just yet. But if I had it, I probably would have done it already. Even though I sell real estate, I have responsibilities and finances that need to be addressed. So you just have to take it one day, one step at a time, see what happens. And when the time comes, I thought I was going to get somebody to donate some equipment to me, but they decided against it and decided to use it themselves, and they're going to go on and do a chat show because, hey, whatever. They have something of value to share. Me? Oh, I'll tell you what. Number one reason why I do this show is because I need it. Oh, my gosh. My brain works overtime all the time. And this helps me sort things out in my head. Yes, absolutely, positively. I mean, I certainly don't want to go home sometimes to the lovely Miss Martha with all the crap going on in my brain and, try to get her involved with dealing with it because it's not an easy thing to do sometimes. You know, you don't want to dump stuff like this on loved ones. You know, the matters of the brain are best shared with people that understand you. And I, probably more than anybody else, understand many people. Many, many people. Today, it's amazing how I can get into these debates and conversations with people of religion. I don't believe in religion. I believe in God and Jesus. I believe that God sent his son Jesus down to earth to open the gates of heaven on our behalf, and he gave his life, and I appreciate that. Okay? I believe the other reason why we're on this earth is to serve other people. And that's what makes it easy doing this show, is because I feel like not only am I helping other people, but, you know, I really am helping myself. And that's who needs the most help. You know, that's the thing. We need to take care of ourselves first and foremost. And when we do, the rest of the world seems to fly straight, fly right, fly better. So, absolutely, positively, okay. And I'm leaving in 2 hours. People are calling in. They're texting me at around 9 p.m. Yeah, people are asking me stuff like this. I'm gonna, okay. And somewhere, I think my daughter Natalie. Yeah, I tell you what, I never know which phone number to respond to her because I don't know. Where did I see it? I saw she sent me a text. Where did it go? Uh-oh. I know she did. I know. Why can't I see it? Okay, where would I find that? Natalie. Oh, here it is. There it is. It's a text. Thank you, daughter. Thank you, Natalie. Daughter. I'm going to call her daughter. Yep, I'm grateful. Yeah, that's me. I'm just telling you my life is, you know, I live my life right on show here. Okay, it's real. She texts me, I'm going to say thank you. Thank you, daughter. Natalie, my daughter. My wonderful daughter. Wonderful daughter. Please extend Father's Day wishes to my son I'm calling him my son-in-law. I'm taking credit for him. Son-in-law George as well. Yep. How cool. All right, guys. See, that's what I do. I do. I live my life one day at a time. I live it right in front of you all. Okay. How's that? Is that too much for you? Can you handle it? Can you handle it? Loving Martha. See you soon. Good luck with your show. Thank you, hon. Thank you, wife of mine. She's on her way home. Drive carefully. Drive carefully. And I will throw her some hugs and kisses and some love and misses. Steve, again, thank you, Steve, for doing a great job, as always, setting up the show. My friend Ken, I don't know what the heck's going on with Ken. He may be on cruises or something. He's just got his feet fixed. He's retired, celebrating 24, 25 years of sobriety. And I got to tell you something, he's living the dream, definitely living the dream. He and his wife are traveling all over the world, enjoying their retirement and the benefits that they amassed during that. She was a teacher, and they amassed some benefits that they're enjoying. And kudos to them. They deserve it. You know, when you do something like that, it's a good thing, you know. And how many people do you know? I got to tell you, I could probably say that too. I don't know that many people as well that have made it to retirement and then made it doing fun things in retirement. I have a friend. What is his name? Mel. Mel is traveling around the world. The only unfortunate, sad thing for Mel is that I don't believe Mel ever had any children. And, you know, I'm sure he's okay with it, but I got to tell you something. I'm just grateful that I did. Even though I didn't get the benefit and the perks of hanging out with them and watching them grow or all the other above, I still have the benefit of knowing they are my blood, flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood, and grateful that I have that gift, that opportunity to be their dad, okay? I mean, what a hoot. When I look at my daughter, Natalie, she's a firefighter on the West Coast. My oldest daughter, Jess, she is a biogenetic expert to some degree in San Diego. Their husbands, incredible guys, okay? George fixes helicopters, and Justin is a designer of sports equipment. Kudos to them, you know? And then I've got great-grandkids. Not great-grandkids, but great-kids, grandkids. And that's Zachary, the oldest. He is a handful, but he's really a smart kid. And then there's Serafina and little George, and they're about a year and a half old. Zachary, I think he turned six already. Yeah, he's 6 years old. And then there's, Martha's grandkids. And that's, what's their names? Oh, he eludes me. Let's see, it is Laura and John and Jonah, and, oh, she's a handful, and she's so lovely and adorable. It's slipping from me. Oh, well, hey, it's hell getting old, but that's the worst thing that happened to me because I'm old and I can't remember their names. That's okay. At least I remember my wife's name there, and that's where there was a problem in my life, when a disconnect, when I couldn't remember what my wife's name was. That was, and it wasn't due to alcohol, just due to, you know, me being a goofball, I guess, and not, I don't know, maybe, whatever, who knows what the reason was. I just know that I could not remember my wife's name. Isn't that amazing? It's sad. It's actually a sad thing. Sad and yet amazing in some ways as well. So, hey guys, do it. Take the advice of someone like me and don't be a someone like me when you're growing up, be a good husband, be a loving husband, listen to your wife. When mama's happy, everybody's happy, and I truly believe that. And, you know, I don't know. I'm learning that surrendering to the wants, wishes of the lovely Miss Martha is a whole lot easier for my life to do than it is to feel like I need to take on and challenge anything and everything that she is about and stands for. She's pretty good. She made a long time without me. I'm sure she can do it without me for a long time in the future, right? Yeah, who knows. Okay. Stories of my father growing up. Well, you know, for those of you listening to the show, I've been doing the show 7 years now. We just started our 8th year in May. And it took me 18 years of being sober before I was willing to forgive my father. I was 18 years sober. That means 5 years ago is when I finally agreed, surrendered, and agreed to forgive my dad for being the nasty person that he was, because he was a pretty nasty person. And I hate to, you know, I hate to, like, you know, well, my dad did this, and he was nastier than your dad. And your dad, you know, there's some nasty people out there. Let's just say we all experience a degree of nastiness in life, some more than others, okay? I agree. But I'm so proud of the fact that God put in my path people and opportunities which gave me the opportunity to grow and get beyond it. And to the point where I could actually forgive my dad for being the bonehead that he was. And he was a bonehead. You know, anybody who treats your kids the way he treated us is a bonehead. You're not supposed to treat your kids bad. You're not supposed to treat your spouse bad. You're not supposed to treat yourself bad. Okay? But I agree, some people don't know that. Some people don't know how to do the right thing the right way. And adding drugs and alcohol is not a good idea. Okay? Not a good idea at all, because it doesn't make life better. It just makes things more convoluted and challenging. Absolutely. You know, being one of 13 kids, I don't know if I ever explained to you, but we lived in a bungalow in Chicago. So there's 15 of us living in a bungalow in Chicago. And my dad was an auto mechanic. And I don't know, but he probably didn't make enough money to pay his bills all the time. And I think that's part of the reason why he drank, because I know when I was in fear of finances, I drank thinking that it was going to make it better. In fact, it made it worse, because now I am looped. Number two, I'm broke because I'm spending money I shouldn't have on alcohol. And nothing ever got better resolved when I was drinking. It didn't. In fact, sometimes it made me more of an a-hole myself than it did. And it definitely made my father into quite the butthead. But, yeah, this went on for years and years and years. And he was, you know, he had moments that he was very enjoyable to watch him when he was with clients. He captured their attention. He was a very smart, brilliant man. But he was just so mean to his kids. I don't know why. It's just, I just don't get it. And maybe the AA program teaches us to look at ourselves and to see what role we played into the knuckleheadism of the world. You know, it's easy to point a finger at somebody and say, they did this and they did that. But to look at it and to look at ourselves and say what we did, that negatively impacted our lives, okay, you know, that's a totally different thing. And that's sometimes the hardest thing to do, is to look back and look at ourselves and say, here's what I did wrong. So looking at it, maybe I wasn't as good a son as I could have been. Maybe I could have been more accommodating. I certainly took a couple of pop shots in my own way to my dad. I wrote an article when I was a kid, when I was in first grade, about my father, who was fat and drank a lot of beer. And he read it, and I'm sure it didn't make him happy. And I don't know what I was trying to do, is tell the world. Maybe I was angry at my dad I was only, what, 6, 7 years old in first grade, and I don't know that that scored any points with them. In fact, my mother told me it didn't, and, you know, I can't say that that ever got addressed specifically to the point where I knew it, but, yes, it was spoken nonetheless, and let's see, hold on. No, am I texting someone else? I'm texting a bunch of people. I am the host of an internet podcast about recovery. Recovery from addictions. Because I know a lot about that. For the next hour or so, still 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yep, there you go. Okay, I'm texting people who want to know. I don't know why they don't just call up. Why don't you just call me on the phone and say, hey, Danny, what's up? Talk to me. And then I'll have some people to talk to, and that would be good because I don't have anybody to talk to. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to take a break for a while. We're going to listen to Marilyn Scott. I love Marilyn Scott. I'm a little wore out from chatting already, but I'm going to put her on, and then we'll be back in about 10, 20 minutes. Okay, I'm going to put her on for a couple, 10, 20 minutes, listen to what she's got to sing. I love her songs. Maybe you'll do it too, and if you care to join us back when we come on in about 20 minutes, okay? And we'll be back with more of the Road to Recovery here in Blog Talk Radio, part of the Linked Local Network of Broadcasting. Yeah, hang in there.
If today were the last of all days, would it change how you feel, who you are? Would you rise for a moment above all your fears, become one with the moon and the stars? Or would you like what you see looking down? Did you give everything that you could? Have you done everything that you wanted to do? If there's been so much more that you want? Follow your dream to the end of a rainbow. Bring me on one pot of gold. Open your life when you were young, time didn't travel so fast. Be free in the present, enjoying the now, not tied to a future or past. Follow your dreams. Thank you. that we'd only begin to start living our lives. If today were the last of all days, if today.
Thank you. And if we dance to Thank you. Alan Scott. Beautiful, beautiful man.
Got the
manage a team, you have to try Monday.com. Monday.com is a platform to track everything your team is working on. We use...
Okay, welcome back to the Road to Recovery. I'm your host, Dan Chuba. No, I didn't fall asleep. I was just enjoying that music. I love Marilyn Scott. Marilyn, I love you. I'm married now. I can't marry you, but boy, I'll give you a big hug if I ever see you. You're just I just enjoyed you ever since I heard your first song that I connected with years ago. This is the Road to Recovery. It's a talk show where we talk about recovery from addictions. And how do we do that? By talking about our problems and our issues and recovery and what this, that, and everything. And what I wanted to say today is earlier today, I had a young man who was going down a path of woe is me.
And he's a client, and he came in. He missed a window of opportunity. A few things happened that he missed out on it. And I told him, I said, you know what? When he came in, I said, you know, it's incredible how you could grasp and want to grasp a woe is me attitude when you have so many things to be thankful for and grateful for. And, you know, I just went on, and I just remember there was a time in my life that I personally had that woe is me attitude, you know. And it was a time when I was drinking, and it was a time when that I had some really bad thinking. You know, I tell people I didn't have a drinking problem, I had a thinking problem. And the drugs and the alcohol, not much drugs, but, you know, it contributed to it and kind of not only exacerbated it, but magnified it to the point where, you know, I almost believed it. And, you know, it's amazing how you have these conversations with yourself and you can convince yourself of anything, yet you know inside that it's not true. So I took the opportunity and the liberty to try to nip this one in the bud with this guy. And when he left, we spoke for about an hour. And when he left, we both felt wonderful. We really did. And, yeah, he missed the opportunity, and it's not the last one. But, you know, he went away with a new perspective on life and how to live life and be appreciative of things that we have. And I got to tell you something. I'm grateful. I am very grateful for all the blessings I have. For my kids. I love my kids. I know that we don't get to spend the kind of time that some of you do with your kids. And I got to tell you, every chance you get to listen and spend time with your children, do it. It's a great, great, great experience. They'll teach you so much in so many ways. We're going to end the show shortly here. I'm not going to go all the way to 9 o'clock. I have no need to. The lovely Miss Martha is home, and I've had a long day at work, and well, darn it, I just want to take a break. So next week, I will have a live guest. My live guest will be Amy from California, actually. She is living in California. I connected with her, and I really enjoyed listening to her talk a little bit about her program of recovery and what she's been doing. And I want to hear it firsthand, and I'm really looking forward to it. So I hope you can tune in with me next week here on the Road to Recovery as we have our guest, Amy, come on the air and share her personal experience, strength, and hope. And, I tell you what, she caught my eye. She's a pretty together person, and she sounded great. And when she told me she had, 10 years of working the program, I got to tell you something, she really impressed me. So I hope you can tune in again next week as we bring you more of the Road to Recovery. But for the moment, I want to say goodnight and thank you all for listening, those of you who do, and thank you for all the comments during the week. You can always reach me at area code 630-918-6129 or call me at 1-800-I-ASK-YOU. I ask you. Figure it out. Can't figure it out? Well, then, too bad. We'll tune in next week. We'll be back with more of the Road to Recovery here on Blog Talk Radio. We are part of the Link Local Network of Broadcasting, and we are going to get together with a bunch of other broadcasters, and I'm going to be told to promote these guys, and they're going to promote me. And, we try to bring everybody with some experience, strength, and hope to talk about things that they do. I know my friend Brian King is a autism specialist, and, you know, that's a big thing in today's world, too. So I hope you keep tuning in to Link Local Network Broadcasting and the Blog Talk Radio studio. And we'll be back again next Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's 5 Pacific time on the West Coast. East Coast, it'll be like 9 to 11 or something like that. But whatever. If you tune in, that's great. If not, archives, enjoy the archive version of the program. Have a great week, everybody, unless you have other plans. Again, thanks for listening. My hats off to all you guys. Again, one more time, happy Father's Day. And just living the dream, baby. Okay, good night.